all for nothing. Although that's radio. Now, the public can all hear us broadcasting a message of sincerity. And if the visitors will have remained cooperative now, though in their cooperation, the public would hear this cooperative also. And then we wouldn't have to worry about proving whether we did it or not. It would be there, it'd be public information. So, with this in mind, I had the very kind coordination and efforts donated by different prominent men in the business, as radio broadcasting and TV broadcasting, and we attempted it. In our facility, WGN in Chicago, we attempted our first public attempt, at least I should say my first public attempt, because there's a certain thing that every day a man thinks about doing that. No matter where he does it or how he does it, when he starts looking over the field, he finds he's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. It's all been attempted some time before. And rather strangely, I find that others have been trying to do the same thing. So, now along that line, when you made this attempt, did you get results? The results were astounding. The results were coded. Rather than a voice answer, they rather like the teletype signal that I went through. Very rapid, and it went through in a precise listening period of silence that we had. The answer was, to say the least, very, very intriguing and frightening. However, it has not been decoded to date, and our own government has come in and picked up a copy of this. Which rather translated. Now, whether they have or not, of course, we don't know. Well, do you have a copy of that so that we can hear it at this time? Yes. I have a copy here, Bob, and I'll be glad to leave you a copy of it that we can play over the air. And you may even repeat it so that the people, your listening audience, may hear your signal. That we received, and of course, how it was recorded, the actual message that was transmitted, and what was the return. And now we are going to hear the result of that attempt to contact persons from outer space as a result of a test to a local radio station in Chicago, Illinois. Listen closely.
This morning I decided to try to make contact with them. So, now 10 seconds before 11:15 here in Chicago, and now here's my message to the inhabitants of outer space. Attention space inhabitants, this is Jim Mills. I invite you and those in flying disks that are listening to this program, and it's understood that you can't understand English, to stand by for a message from the friendly people of Earth. We desire to communicate with you. If this is within the scope of your current operational plan, our sincerity, coupled with your cooperation, I feel sure will open the door to a new way of life for we, the people of Earth. We earnestly desire to join hands. Now, such a relationship will benefit mankind throughout our entire planet. Therefore, at exactly 11:25 a.m. today in Chicago Earth time, I will hold a 15-second period of silence for you to cut in and speak to us through our transmitter. Give random instructions if possible. Zero, come in out of the face.
Those same sounds, the president from Idaho.